So I appreciate you meeting me.
Sure. Okay.
The reason I came up through, introduced through Nietzsche and Buddhism with the Soka Gakkai out of Tokyo.
San Francisco.
Yeah. It's big in, it's not very big. It's kind of smallish. Mm-hmm. They have about 2 million practitioners. And, I started my beliefs before I started studying Buddhism through Alcoholics Anonymous. And, they teach that when you really listen to what they're saying, I really feel the author was a Buddhist. Because his ideas of how important is it and those kinds of things. But at any rate, so what I'm struggling with is during meditation or even finding a quiet place that I can meditate.
Yeah, in the beginning it's important to find a quiet place in a way you can meditate. So, I mean, you can come here anytime you want.
Okay.
But then the problem really starts, you know, because the mind is still not quiet. And there you have to have a lot of persistence, endurance.
Amen.
I mean, just, you know, I mean, you just have, you know, whenever something is coming up in the mind, be it a thought or be it a memory, you replace it with something else, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, you probably were taught anapanasati, I mean, attention on the breath.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, if the mind is so busy, you know, we're teaching Buddha, 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 Buddha. Yeah? So if you think Buddha, you cannot think anything else. So, we can combine it with the breath, with the physical body, put this breathing in and do this breathing out.
Yes.
And that's what gets the mind here. Yeah. And the other thing that gets the mind calm easily is doing chonkrom, doing walking meditation.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have a path of 30 meters. I mean, when you're here, you know, every cookie has a walking path, yeah?
Okay.
So you look at the end of the path, when I stand at the beginning of the path, you look at the end of the path, and then tell yourself, just this one path, I want to stay with the Buddha or with the breath, yeah? And at the end of the path, you just check. No, of course, the Buddha went away, you know? So, and then you turn around and say, just this one. And you cannot do this one path, just stay on the Buddha, yeah? And you do that, you know, for an hour or for 2 hours or however you want. Okay, you can come anytime, yeah? I mean, there's a nice introduction, yeah?
Oh, okay. I start my breathing, and of course that's what I'm paying attention to.
Yeah.
And then in between breath.
Yeah.
Here comes something.
Yeah.
You know, something.
Yes.
Natural?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, you were thinking, you were thinking all day long and then the night you were dreaming. Yeah. I mean, this has become a habit.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And so we have to, just like AAA, yeah, we have to break that habit.
Yeah.
And you know, it is not easy in the beginning.
Okay.
You still want, you know, the alcohol or whatever it is. Yeah.
And even smokes, I quit that.
That doesn't really matter because it doesn't change the state of the mind, smoking.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But it used to be my best friend.
Yeah. I mean, one can be addicted to, you know, I mean, if you see it, to become addicted, it's fine. You don't have to stop. Yeah. But a lot of people here smoke, you know, because, I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
This is not important, you know, smoking or not smoking. The important thing is we now keeping the mind steady, steadfast with the Buddha or with the breath. So when you see these things coming in, then your attention on the breath is not very strong. Yeah? That's why use the Buddha. More than use it with the breath, put
for
so you have two attention on two things. And then less things are coming. And if you do walking meditation, the citta or the heart, you know, that refuses all these thoughts or memories, has to do the walking, and the rest of it, you can control much easier.
His mind,
Yes,
I believe that, walking is very good for me.
But don't look left, don't look right, just look 1 meter ahead of you. And still stick with the Buddha or still stick with the breath.
So just keep sticking with
it. I mean, we learned to walk, how long did it take? It's a training. It's a mental training. We learn to read, we learn to write. It's all a mental training. And just the same thing,
isn't
it? In the beginning everything is difficult. But when you have children, you probably have children, or?
I have one child,
I mean, you see, when it starts to learn to walk, it gets up, it falls over, it gets up, it falls over. It doesn't give up. But the older we get, the easier we get to give up. And this is something we have to, you know, we really have to cling to it. Where's my Buddha, or where's my breath? The moment I realize I'm not with the breath, not with the Buddha, I bring it back. And over the time, sometimes it takes a long time, but we are just not this hard. We just bring it back. No matter, We see it like thieves, you know, who run away with our heart, So, bring it back. That is the most important thing, Not so much to push it, to bring the mind back to the Buddha or to the brain.
Because I get real critical of myself.
That is also the kilesas who try, you know, to divert your attention. Think about it, it's a thought. This has nothing to do with me, Buddha. Just replace the thoughts with this. It is not, some people say this is suppressing. No, it is not suppressing. We actually do it all our life. I mean, we see a heap of shit. We don't want to look at it, we look at something else.
That's right.
We don't suppress
or
the
bury
shit.
It. Oh,
bury it. I mean, all the, I mean, so many things are buried in our heart that we didn't want to look at.
Oh, man.
Because this we suppressed, we didn't want to see it. And we meditate, we just put our attention onto something. That's the whole trick.
My journey started with Christianity. When I was 25 years old, I quit going to the church. And then slowly, but I didn't have anything to replace it. You know, so alcohol was a good friend. And so I just used that for a long time.
Tony was your best friend. Tony was your best friend.
Yes, he was. and Mr. Bud. And that's interesting because, you know, when you get sober, nothing changes on the outside. They still put the liquor out on or you can just grab one. And it told me in a, this too shall come to pass.
But you have to train hard, you know, to not to give in to the desire. And the same thing is we have to train hard not to give in to the desire to think. And any kind of thought. I mean, criticism is a thought.
Yes.
Yeah. And we'll have to do that. If we don't criticize ourselves, we criticize others.
Yes, of course.
Yeah? So stop it. Yeah, I mean, you see it, yeah? See it coming, yeah? And then repel it, yeah?
Okay.
And that is, it takes a time, but it takes a lot of effort, yeah? Endurance, yeah?
Yeah.
And patience. It will not, you know, I mean, so what, you know? Let's go back.
Yeah, huh? Yeah.
So what? Let's go back, yeah?
Yeah.
Don't tell ourselves, oh, we can't do it, yeah? Because that is not true.
Yes.
Whatever we want to do, we can.
I've proved that to myself so many times. We used to race motorcycles out in the Mojave Desert, and we'd go 100 miles,
yeah.
And we just followed the signs or the smoke or whatever, but I accomplished that.
Yeah.
And so I can change it because as you're going along, there's, you know, from every movement that you make, the rotation of the tire, there's something else that's around.
Yeah.
And you go by the same thing again and you realize new things.
Yeah, but you have to put attention. Yeah. If your mind goes out, when you race a motorcycle, if your mind goes out too far, you crash.
Yes.
You do have to pay attention to what is happening right now.
Yeah.
If you see something, you know, and the mind is too long with that, you crash.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing. Yeah.
Oh. My first race, I crashed 9 times. I was 13, 14 years old. Didn't bother me, you know, I just picked the motorcycle up and went again.
But with 30 it bothers you.
Yeah.
Because with 14, 15 you don't have any fear of anything.
Yeah. Hmm? Yes. And, you know, one of the things that death has no hold.
What?
Death.
Yeah.
You know, as I get older, you know, I think more about it. Whereas before, so that might be the end. Okay, then that's going to be the end.
But now we think about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm 73 years old and and my mom is 92 and she gets around. Barely.
Yeah, but death is only the death of the body.
Yes.
And it's what we call, you know, the Christians call it the soul, but it's not a problem, yeah? We call it the chitta. Once the body dies, it is like, you know, I mean, if your car wrecks, you know, and you can't abuse it anymore, you get out of the car and buy a new car. Huh?
Yes.
Because the car and the driver of the car are two different things.
Yeah.
And it's the same with the body. When the body dies, the chitta, or the heart, goes out and finds a new body.
Yeah.
And depending on how much merit, how much money you have, you get a good car or no car or bad car.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. Worry about where you're going.
Yeah, what I'm doing right now.
What you're doing right now, and until the end, you know, and especially in the moment of death, it is important, you know, to have your sati, to have your awareness, yeah? What is going on, yeah?
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, you just follow the big karma and the big stream, yeah?
Yeah.
And don't see the other side roads, yeah?
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You can come anytime you want, yeah, and stay here.
Okay.
Maybe stay here only for a day and go back in the evening, yeah,
okay.
Or stay overnight, you know, whatever you want.
Okay. And what would I do? Would I come to this building?
I mean, somebody will receive you.
Okay. Okay. So if I just want to do quiet meditation, I can.
Okay. Okay. Just find out.
You're not that far from me.
What?
This is not that far from where we live.
Maybe you live in Udon, but where in Udon? Close to the airport?
No. Nongwasaw.
Nongwasaw?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not
close
Udon. Yeah, that is just 50 million.
Yeah.
You can go with your motorcycle.
Motorbike, yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.